DHS's Alejandro Mayorkas met with migrants suing Americans for $450,000 payouts. By Neil Monroe on January 15, 2022. President Joe Biden's border chief said he would support the illegal migrants who are suing the government for family payouts of $900,000 after they were separated from their children as they were prosecuted for illegal entry, according to a statement posted by the migrants' lawyers. The supportive meeting was exposed by one of the high-status law firms working with the illegals, but only after Biden's political team and lawyers revealed January 5 they would oppose the unpopular giveaway in court. The statement says, in August 2021, Guatemalan migrant Ms. C.M. attended a meeting between separated parents and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Secretary Mayorkas told us that it was his job to support us after what we suffered. I feel betrayed and deeply sad now that they're fighting us in court. We want justice and to make sure this never happens again. The migrants, including the Guatemalan migrant C.M., are portrayed by the far-left migration advocates and media as helpless victims of President Donald Trump's claimed cruelty. But CM's legal claim strongly suggests she was an economic migrant who was using border loopholes, such as the Flores catch and release loophole, to join the illegal migrant father of her child who had already gotten to Oakland, California. The claim says, Plaintiff Arandera C.M., now, resides in Oakland, California, while she was detained by Trump's DHS, in Atlanta, Arandera wanted to call Yasmin's father, Arandera's long-term partner, and now husband, who lives in Oakland. The meeting with Mayorkas took place in August. That was before a government official leaked the ACLU's demand for payouts of $450,000 per person to the migrants, and before Biden's poll-watching East Coast deputies pushed out several of Mayorkas's appointed allies because of Biden's terrible ratings on immigration policy. The lawsuit does not explain why the woman and her child were given the huge prize of being allowed to live in the United States. But the lawyers still want the dollar payout, saying, I still live with the pain of my daughter being taken from me, said Arandera C.M., an indigenous Guatemalan mother whose daughter who was 6 at the time of separation, and one of the plaintiffs in the case. No family should ever suffer the way we suffered. Many deported migrants leave their children with illegal migrant relatives in the United States. That choice of voluntary separation gives their children a good chance to become American citizens and still allows for conversations via cell phone. But the pro-migration lawyers are seeking to stigmatize and punish enforcement of border law and are eager to portray the migrants as deserving victims. Mayorkas is a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot who has repeatedly touted the migrants' demand for compensation and relocation into the U.S. society. In March, as hundreds of thousands of migrants were heading towards U.S. borders, he told MSNBC, our highest priority is to reunite these, partly deported, families. As we so powerfully saw, these are young people in their formative years. These are sometimes children as young as 3 years old. We are addressing the needs and vulnerabilities, not only of the children, but of course, their mothers, their fathers, the people that make up these families, 3 years of age at the time of separation. It's extraordinarily cruel and inhumane. In 2013, Mayorkas declared that Americans' homeland is a nation that always has been and forever will remain a nation of immigrants. In April 2021, he said migrant-owned companies are the backbone of our communities and of our country. In May 2021, he staged the televised reunification of migrant families to distract media coverage from his border chaos. In June, Mayorkas promised that he would put the dignity of foreign migrants foremost in our efforts. Mayorkas is not an academic. He has a budget of more than $50 billion and is using his bureaucratic and regulatory powers to pull many economic migrants through several small side doors in immigration law, even though Congress created those side doors for use by small numbers of persecuted asylum seekers, stranded travelers, victimized children, and injured voyagers. Mayorkas's pro-migration policies are causing the family separations he says he wants to fix. Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, said, well, I wouldn't call it irony, I'd call it cruelty. This is intentionally being done it and there's no remorse for it. The open border policies of the Biden administration create the separation of families as the migrants, seek out the economic opportunities of living in the United States. Young men recognize the administration's half-hidden welcome for illegal foreign workers, and so they leave their families and their home countries to sneak into the United States, Law said. The administration's policies created the separation. Instead of taking responsibility and tightening work enforcement to get the foreign worker out of the United States and back to his home country, they say, well, we have sympathy for your scenario, which of course we created, and so now we're going to find a way to extract your family from their home country and just reunite them with you, even though there's nothing in our immigration laws that would make these people qualified for anything to be here lawfully. The policies of everyone's an asylum seeker and everyone should be let in and everyone should be given a work permit entices aliens from around the world to get into serious debt in order to pay very dangerous cartels and smugglers to get them to the border. That guarantees some portion of that migrant population is going to be abused during the journey, whether it's physical, sexual, emotional. Nobody is going to get through that path to the southern border unscathed. Those are the human sacrifices that the Biden administration says is the trade-off for migrants coming to the United States. It is callous, it's really heartless, Law said. The administration and its pro-migration allies jointly put up a show of defending the border, even as they cut back doors and loopholes in the border to let more than 100,000 migrants through each month, according to Law. For example, the demand for $450,000 payouts is just encouraging more home country relatives of the lawsuit families to claim they also face extortion that can only be resolved by their transfer into the United States, he said. So they're literally creating the scenario to encourage more migrants. It used to be, you know, Mexican day laborers would come for a season, and then they go back across the border back to Mexico and they would repeat this over years. But it was just single adult male workers. That was wrong, but it was limited. Now it's the worker plus the entire family, and that family just seems to keep getting larger and larger and larger. As you see with these reported payments, now it's cousins and third uncles and any other iteration of blood relative who is now claiming to be threatened because the bad guys, the cartels and the drug dealers, the legal theatrics are all just designed for the mass importation of aliens into the United States and the nullification of our immigration laws. The administration's border theatrics are good enough to persuade their allies. Even though Biden welcomed roughly 620,000 southern migrants from February to September, or more than twice the 250,000 allowed in Trump in 2020. Biden's deputies, led by Mayorkas, have also allowed in 50,000 Afghans, hundreds of thousands of visa workers, and roughly 500,000 go-to-way illegals. Many polls show that Americans strongly oppose labor migration even as they also want to like immigrants and to allow some immigration. But the bipartisan federal government has exploited the public's decency since 1990 to extract tens of millions of migrants from poor countries to boost U.S. businesses as workers, consumers, and renters. That economic strategy is harmful to ordinary Americans. It cuts their career opportunities and their wages while it also raises their housing costs. The extraction migration policy also widens regional wealth gaps nationwide. For example, Representative Kevin McCarthy's Bakersfield district in Inland California has largely been ignored by job-creating investors. The investors can ignore Bakersfield and its job seekers because they use the government-provided supply of migrants and foreign contract workers to staff new businesses near their coastal homes. The migration strategy also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, radicalizes their democratic compromise promoting civic culture, and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Unsurprisingly, a wide variety of little publicized polls do show deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs young U.S. graduates seek. This opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.